It's the Riot Podcast.
Today has been a day, guys.
It's been a day.
And I didn't remember we were going to do this morning, so like I wasn't prepared for
you
today. Did,
like you weren't mentally right. You know, so, I was in denial.
I wasn't ready.
I was trying not to think about it. And unfortunately, Hudson is the kind of person who is like prompt and ready.
Went for it. So with this podcast, you will have a chance to enjoy graceful closure.
Yep.
They were the highlight of the morning.
Absolutely.
They were in studio with us. And you can actually watch us on our Facebook page. You can go to Radio U Riot or our Radio U Facebook page. It's located both. You can catch our Facebook live stream with them in the studio as we are introducing Chase, the new member.
Yes.
But then Hudson came in and we had something to finish from our Radio U Spring fundraiser last week.
Uh-huh. And that was the Punish the DJ portion.
Yes. So
you know,
Hudson made us a sandwich.
Yes, and we ate it,
which you can also see on the Facebook Live video too.
I feel like parts of my real personality came out. There's a lot of lashing out, angry, and I'll tell you something else. I feel like I barely remember it.
I know, it's just a blur right now. I can't remember any of it. We made it through, but that was it.
I just, even before we did it, I actually thought to myself, I was like, man,
just do it.
Be careful what you say in those stressful moments. Like, just be careful what you say.
Well, it's worth watching. So enjoy this podcast, but then please take a second, go over and watch the video if you want to see us do the Punish the DJ and Graceful Closure as well. Facebook, Radio U or Radio U Riot. It's on both places.
Yeah, take some time.
Take
there.
Some time today. You got a lot to do today, the podcast and that.
Take some time there. It's a thing. So you guys enjoy that and
have a really, really, really good day today.
I seriously, like I didn't. Nikki was the real trooper. She ate everything she put in her mouth. I ate like half of it and spit it out. And I still feel sick. Just gross. It is the Riot.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but another day, another round of Netflix news?
Sure, what? Why not? Let's do it.
What? Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding. Yesterday, if you were willing to put in the work, Netflix unveiled when The Defenders will show up on Netflix.
Now, which one is The Defenders?
The Defenders is the poor man's The Avengers.
You could tell by the name. It's so, not, are you the event? No, we're The Defenders.
Defenders.
It's like The Avengers, but not quite.
Well, see, with The Avengers, they come in when there's already a problem. With The Defenders, we're trying to prevent a problem.
Sure, yeah, so, see, yeah.
Technically, we're actually a little better than The Avengers.
They're helping to stop it before it happens.
Let's see. We're trying to make sure it doesn't happen.
Yes. That's we don't need to avenge anything. Because there's nothing there to happen.
You properly defend, you don't need to avenge.
Is it still Marvel?
It's still Marvel.
So what? It's just different characters?
Well, it's Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. So they've made their shows leading up to this, and this is their superpower team-up show.
So the team-up show will have everybody?
It's going to have everybody.
And when does that come out now?
Well, it's going to be out on August 18th of this year. Now, again, the reason this all happened, they released this video of them standing in like a...
Oh, the elevator thing.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, but it's a combination of like the time code and some other things on the video that if you do it correctly, like one of them's an IP address. So if you go to the IP address, it pulls up a web page for the, what is it, like the newspaper where Karen Page works. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom and read it, you'll find that it says... The Defenders are coming to Netflix on August 18th.
So people crack the code.
So people figured it out. Yep. So there you go. Defenders, August 18th.
Not Avengers. The
Not
Defenders.
Avengers, Defenders. So in the meantime, I was looking at yesterday an article that showed that while a lot of people, like Iron Fist caught so much flack online. People are like, hated it.
Well,
it's
I saw
the worst.
A lot of the everyday person like it, though. But
yeah, critics hated it.
Anybody who was involved in the industry in any sort of way, in a critical sort of way, they did not like it. But a lot of people have just like, oh, on your Facebook feed, seem to like it enough.
Yeah, I thought I've seen half of it, and I'm just like, yeah, it's okay.
It's not worth all the hate, but it's just not as amazing.
I don't think it's actively amazing or actively bad. It just exists.
But was that the article stating that Iron Fist was like the most binged in their history?
Yes. Like more people binged it, meaning not that more people watched it, but the more people watched multiple episodes in a row of it than any show in Netflix's history, which is...
Which says something, though. I mean, if you're not going to binge something if you don't like it.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I'm sure critics would be like, yeah, so they could see how bad it was.
Okay, that's a negative. That's your glasses not have... Your glass doesn't have anything in it if you're that way.
It's not even half full.
There's nothing in it.
It's just empty.
It's empty.
It's just empty.
It's empty.
You might have poured it out, but it's definitely empty.
My
now.
Goodness.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
Dude, there is a fantastic tale that is emerging in Pittsburgh, Kansas. I didn't know there was a Pittsburgh in Kansas, but there is. I feel like that probably causes problems for
them. Well, yeah, they just want to be known as their own city.
But they're not. They're just like living in the shadow of another Pittsburgh, in the pit, as it were. So
they're the Wheelers, not the Steelers.
And don't you forget it.
We're totally different.
I hate how they steal our stuff all the time.
It's great.
This is clearly a wheel.
Yes, it's totally different.
So Pittsburgh High School in Pittsburgh, Kansas, they are about to get a new principal. And so the students that are part of the journalism class that do write for the school newspaper decided, like, hey, guys, as an exercise, let's dig into the past of our incoming principal.
Uh-oh. Does that lead to anything good ever?
Guess who just resigned their position before they took it?
Because of what they found?
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't think so. Amy Robertson is her name. And the story is a little complicated, but here's where it started for the journalism students. They Googled her.
Yeah.
And found out that she used to work at a school in Dubai that taught English. Like, she ran a school there for that. And Dubai shut that school down for fraudulent practices and, like, basically not living up to their what they had established.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what all that meant, but it looked kind of scammy. And so the students were like, wait a minute. Like, they hired this lady. She ran a school that got shut down and she's going to come and become our principal. What's this all about? So they kept digging. Turns out that her degrees are from some kind of a school in the U.S. that was shut down, and they just called it a diploma mill.
Oh, so basically you get a diploma, but she's not going to school for that stuff.
Right. Now, she says...
They call it a diploma mill? Haven't you ever heard that before?
No, it's basically there are accredited online universities that you basically just pay, and they just give you a diploma.
I've heard of that style before, but not like having the name diploma mill.
Yeah. No, I've heard that before. I've thought about it. Like, oh, I could get my PhD for a couple $100.
Why not?
Sure, it's
put
fine.
It on the wall, there you go.
Yeah. I've practically honorary degrees, but, you know, nobody's going checking. Well, these students did go and check. Now, she has gotten out and, like, issued a statement and just said, hey, look, when I went to school at that university, they were fully accredited by the United States government.
Yeah.
You know, but I still think it's best if I go ahead and resign.
Sure. She just doesn't want the drama with it.
She won't say, but it comes down to the findings were presented to the school board. And after that meeting, not long after, that lady came and decided that she was not. And then, what was it, last night or two nights ago, school board meeting, they came out and they're like, yeah, you know what? We're officially hiring a principal now. It's back on the menu, boys.
Back open, which I find funny because I know, you know, based on the things that the students found, the school board should have looked at it in the first place before going and hiring the person.
Well, that's actually one of the things that the students said. And here's the quote. If students can uncover all of this, I want to know why the adults couldn't find it, a.k.a. nobody's checking. That's like, I had a friend of mine going for a job the other day, and he's like, blah, 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 my references. I'm like, they're not going to check your references. That's just something they say.
Well, nowadays you're supposed to. But your hands are tied for certain job positions, I will say this, on what you can ask, what you can get. And so it's very easy to lie in a job, you know, sort of situation. And you can't always find out until they're in. You know, you can't get that information until they're in.
Well, in Pittsburgh, Kansas, they don't even try.
They didn't even try their best with that. Who knows?
Just a heads up, if you know how to read and write, they're looking for a principal at Pittsburgh High School.
And they won't call you on it, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Might not be the best.
You may not even need to be able to write.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just read or fake it.
You just have to be confident with a clipboard.
Exactly.
And know how to act like a principal. And if you had one, then you know how they acted.
Did you check the references? Did you see the clipboard they had?
It looked official.
I don't need it.
I saw the paper.
You're hired. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I think this person will really change the school around.
I feel really good about where it's all headed right now.
Nikki isn't just beautiful.
She's the most deadly swordswoman in all of Great Britain.
The Riot. Radio U.
Let's talk about what Starbucks Japan just unveiled. This looks good. Starbucks Japan has a cherry pie frappuccino.
Ooh, that does look good.
Oh my gosh, it looks amazing. So it's exactly.
Is that because it's cherry blossom season? Is that one of their things?
It is cherry blossom season there, though. I don't know. They call it American cherry pie. I don't know that it ties in with cherry blossom season, but gosh, it looks good.
But it is at that time.
It's a mix of like. I mean,
look at the top of it. It's got a dome of crust.
It's crust.
It looks like, okay, if you ever go to Costco and you get their yogurt with the berry mixture in it, it looks just like that. But then on the top, making a little bubble dome, is a pie crust. And then the straw goes in the middle of it.
And it looks like, doesn't it look like real cherries
in
there?
It does. It looks like nothing we would get.
And I mean, what is that? Is that ice cream in the middle? What is that? There's some kind of something. And it looks good. I don't even really like cherry pie,
but
and it looks,
delicious.
Good.
So they already have an apple pie and a blackberry cobbler.
They do?
Frappuccino on a secret menu somewhere. But this one will be a regular item for the Japan locations called American Cherry Pie.
Ooh, I want the apple pie one. I love apple pie.
And it's actually wonderful. This looks like it's coming on the 13th, so that's when that will be
that
there.
That gives us plenty of time to get over there, get our bearings, enjoy ourselves,
and
then
have one of these frappuccinos. It'll be April 13th to May 16th for the American Cherry Pie Frappuccino. It looks delicious.
It does look delicious.
Whatever. And then under the dome of the crust is whipped cream. Just seems like it just shows a little bit more care, you know? We're not getting that. We don't get that at all.
Do you think that it could possibly be close to as good as it looks?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Because it's a smaller scale of getting it right in Japan. Less locations, I feel like they...
So they couldn't roll that out in America, but in Japan they could make that work.
In America, you'd get where you'd roll up to one Starbucks, be like, I don't know what you're talking about, and they'd be rude about it. And then the other one would be fine, and they'd have lots of heart with it, but it wouldn't come across as nearly what it looked like. And then you get to another one, finally you go to one Starbucks and they make it right.
I'm saying
consistency is sometimes
it's a problem.
It's an issue.
If you want to know the truth, I appreciate that, though, because in my own life, I struggle with consistency.
True.
You know, having the same attitude all the time, always being willing to do the work, always being kind, like just across the board, just being consistent.
Yeah. It's hard. It's very, very hard.
Because, I mean, good consistent. Because I can be bad consistent. That's easy. Yeah, good consistent. That's the tough one.
So if you're in Japan, give it a try on April 13th to May 16th, the American Cherry Pie Frappuccino.
We should get some pie.
And if you want some attitude, why don't you go to a local Starbucks here in the United States and ask for it and then have them tell you we don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Because they don't. I mean, this one is true. They don't. It's not here.
Wait. Have you had that experience?
Yes, maybe last week.
Because I want you to know that you've referenced it too many times. It's too real.
It's like, hey, this is supposed to be everywhere. It's not a secret menu item, but yes, sometimes that happens.
What did you go ask about?
Well, I went to go get this medicinal drink that they've now been putting a title to. Medicine ball.
I saw that, yeah.
And it's delicious, but when you roll up, some locations know what it is, some have no idea.
Oh.
And the one I went to had no idea, Obi.
Oh.
It's fine. I had one in another place and it was fine.
It's fine. Well, you know what, Nikki? I'm sorry.
It's you just got to train people.
We should go get a pie. That's going to make it a lot better.
That sounds like a great idea.
You know, and they're not going to look at you funny like, hey, I want an apple pie. We got those right here. Welcome to the bakery.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Oh, no yawning.
Go ahead.
No,
let it out.
I mean, it'll feel better if you did.
Let it out.
you to stretch too.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, makes sense.
Better?
Yeah, I feel better. I mean, the stretch really helps.
I feel better as in, like, now I'm finally ready to take that nap.
Okay, let's do it.
Feel a lot better about that.
Instead of seize the day, let's seize the nap.
Yes, please. I don't even know how people seize the day. All I really want to do is take a nap.
Well, when you hear someone who's like, no, I'm going to seize the day, I think that's a lot of talk. But, you know, you just do what you got to do to make it through the day.
Okay, but do you know how to do that? Like, okay, let's say today you got up and you said, I want to seize the day. Do you know how to... Wait, you know how?
No, I mean, like, I know how to say it, and you keep saying it. Like, it's your mantra of, like, right. I'm saying it over and over again. I'm going to have those good thoughts about it. Seizing the day, we're doing it. And then before you know it, you're ready for bed because you talked your way through the whole day.
Well, my thing is, like, when we talk about seizing the day, when somebody's like, let's seize the day, here's what I see. It's a sunny day, and I just get in the car and just leave.
That's just seizing the day?
Just drive away.
Okay. I think that's fleeing the day.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
I don't think you're supposed to quite do that.
But that's the difficulty of it all, is that when I think about seizing the day, I think about running away from everything.
Okay.
So that's don't you see the work on. Like... That's like a conflict,
that's
right?
That's not exactly what I feel like the phrase, you know, was created for, to motivate you to accept the things you got to do in life and just go do it.
So seize the day is supposed to be me coming in here and... What, grabbing you?
No, and that's in the handbook.
Okay.
It's more about grabbing this show, if it was a thing, and...
It's not a thing.
Seizing it, getting your desk, grab the sides of your desk.
Maybe just hold on here.
Holding on and be like, listen, hold on, because today's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, like in the car, you just grab the wheel and you don't go.
But see, that's it, I want to grab the wheel.
You don't go. You drive right to class. Right to work.
You're right in there?
You just seize that parking spot that took you forever to get, and you just get on in there.
You go up to your professor, and you're like, Professor, I want to seize the day, but I'm not supposed to touch you, so I just want you to know.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm putting my arms around the space that you occupy, but I'm not touching you because it's not weird, and I'm seizing it.
I feel motivated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. I grab my chair.
Woo!
That's it today.
Seizing.
That's what we do.
Okay. All right.
Which sometimes when you say seizing sounds like sneezing, and then it's like, well, we could also sneeze our way through the day, too.
And how do you know that that's not actually the correct translation? It's actually supposed to be sneeze the day.
Lost in translation.
It was a group of allergy sufferers that, you know, came together, and they decided that they would, you know... do their best to live their life one sneeze at a time.
Sure.
And that's the wisdom of the ancients.
Because he sees the day, it's making the most of the present moment. Right now.
I know, which, you know
right
what?
Right now.
Let's get out of here. Let's just go.
Let's just go. Okay, now I feel like we're losing the translation again. Let's see what let's go mean. Like that's leaving the day. That's
right.
Not seizing it.
Wait. I got it right here. 10 ways to seize the day.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll lay you money. I won't even read them all to you.
Before I fall asleep what's going to happen?
Remember what's important.
Yeah.
That's number one. But you know what number two is? Take your vacation. Let's go now.
That's seizing
let's
the day.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's see. Set boundaries. Turn off the TV. Choose fear over regret.
What?
So better to be afraid than regret not trying.
Oh, to not try in the first place.
We should just go. That's what
I should put that on a plaque on the wall.
Let go of grudges. Find time for hobbies.
Some of this seems fun.
Start an I've never club. So that would be like you, I've never climbed a mountain. Well, let's go climb it.
Let's go do it together. Sure.
Yeah. Let's seize it. I've never walked out of here in the middle of the show and just driven
away.
You're
not allowed to.
But
that's
I just started.
Seizing. No,
I just
no.
started an I've Never Club as one of my 10 ways to seize the day.
Well, I'm in your club. So
well, come
we
on.
To leave
like, turn the automation
Listen,
on.
Grace will close.
Tell it to keep playing songs.
You guys won't ever care.
Let me tell you what.
Graceful closure's coming in, though. Today, we cannot seize the day.
I'm telling you right now that if I feel like, now I don't know, you know, the guys in Graceful Closure, like, as well as I know, you know, some people. But I feel like if I got on the phone to Jared and I was like, Jared, we are seizing the day, bro. We're out. He would just be like, seize that day.
Coming too. Yeah. Okay. Well,
he would. He'd come and make coffee with us.
I'll let you talk that over. And I'm still planning on staying here. And then I'll seize the day when my contract
when
is over.
When the man says it's okay to seize it.
That's what I will. That's what I'm hearing too.
Is it okay for me to seize the day? Never mind.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
One of the things that, as Nikki and I, if you missed it earlier, we were going through ways to seize the day because we're trying, and so far we've just agreed that we should do what we're told until eventually we're given a little free time.
No, we agree that we should seize the day. We're just making sure we get it done right.
Well, one of the things I thought was like, well, you know, like I want to go on a road trip. We'll just go to Florida. But then along comes these details that makes me probably never want to go to Florida as long as I live. They now have a pilot program down there, South Florida Water Management District. They've started a program where they've been hiring people. It's funny. It's kind of like being a waiter. You're paid minimum wage, but there's a bonus in it for you.
You like a tip?
Yeah. So you get minimum wage, but you get $50 for every python that you catch that measures over 4 feet.
One thing we consistently hear about when it comes to like the Florida Everglades and throughout that area is there must be a huge Burmese python problem.
There is.
Because there's always an opening for someone to go find more of them. So it's like, how many are out there?
So here are Nick and Leo. They are among the 25 people that were
picked python hunters
to start the python hunting pilot program. And so they spend their days in the Everglades looking for pythons. And they just caught what is one of... It's not necessarily like the record breaker, but it's one of the bigger ones that have been caught. It's 15 feet long, 144 pounds.
And there's other stuff in the Everglades you should be worried about.
Yeah, it's not
but
just
then
you're these.
Like, here's this big snake.
It's crazy.
That's next level snake. You've never been around a snake that big.
Yeah. So the two of them together managed to wrangle this python. By the way, it bit one of the guys multiple times, but they're not poisonous.
Yeah.
So it just hurts when it bites you. It doesn't poison you. Yeah. That's nightmare fuel right
there. They only get $50 per big snake like that? That's not enough.
Well, see, my thought is
between the two.
And that's $50 for ones that are above 4 feet long. You're just expected to grab the 3-footers, no big deal. But if it's over 4 feet, then you get a bonus.
I think most of them are going to be over. It seems like they're rather long snakes. But
well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not enough money. I would ask for a little bit more.
Well, but think about this, though. Like, what? And we don't know. But, you know, what if you're picking up 4 or 5 of those a day?
How many? That's then, again, goes back to the question. How many Burmese pythons are there?
A lot, Nikki.
And then you got to turn it in, because then they turn it in to make it into a wallet.
What? Do they?
Yeah.
They definitely kill them.
I'm sure they sell the meat. I'm sure they have like deals with the local. Like if you go through the Everglades, you could just eat gator. And can you eat Burmese python snake? Can you eat snake?
Man, look, whatever you have, somebody somewhere is eating it.
Sure.
Don't worry about it.
We're making a bag out of it.
People don't like, you don't like to think this comfortably, but as a human being, you are kind of the top of the food chain. Like, you know, arguably if I put you in the Everglades, you might be on an You may not necessarily be the top of the food chain.
Because you're out of your element.
Right.
Because you are a few steps down.
I mean, at Burger King, you're the top of the food chain.
Sure.
So, I don't want to be in this place.
I don't want that job.
No. Anywhere it takes to be a part of this.
I don't think I'd want to date someone who had that job either.
I don't know.
You're bringing the job home.
Man, he'd come in with that swagger, that knife hanging off his on his belt. You'd just be like, that is my man.
My man, the python hunter.
This guy stuff's trying to eat him. He just eats them.
He got bit twice today.
He takes care of me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Nikki. That's
no,
you.
No, but...
The real question will be, though, which one of you does the chores?
Sure. Well, he worked hard that day. I don't mind helping.
Okay.
It's a partnership.
It's
a partnership. Equal.
All right. Okay.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Guys, graceful closure in the studio, by the way. Hello.
What up, yo?
Hello. Can we all say a happy birthday to David? It's his birthday, and he wanted to know if we could say happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, David.
Aww.
My birthday was just a few days ago.
Oh, really? Oh, happy belated
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday, Jared.
Thanks. Sorry to take it away from you, David.
From David, yeah. Yep, he's
so
sad about that.
What
now.
Did you get for your birthday?
Okay, honest.
Yeah. No, lie to me. Give me something good.
I was... I do that from now time to time. But so I was trying to think of like all the cool things I wanted, like when you're a kid, it's your birthday, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking about all these things, and then I realized, like, man, like my house still doesn't have furniture, and I've like lived on my own now, me and just my wife for 4 years, so I should probably get furniture. So I got a desk.
Grown up stuff.
A desk.
Yeah. It's pretty dope though.
Did you have to put it together? Like, was it that?
No, listen, it's just a 3-piece desk. It's got two sides and then a big, huge chunk of like natural wood that sits on top of it. But it's like made to do that. But no, I didn't have to put it together.
Wow.
And then I got one other thing.
You got a 3-piece cactus.
I got a 4.5-foot tall cactus.
What are you going to do with it?
It's in my studio, and it's super dope. Yeah.
Well, cactus are all the rage now, aren't they?
It looks pretty legit.
Like, okay, so what's the gameplay? Like, why do you want... What are you going to do with a cactus? You just look at it?
I need vibes.
It's inspiration, yeah. Obi. It's inspirational.
Wait, okay, wait. It's a reminder of how desolate life can be.
No, that and even out of that desolate life can live.
Yes.
It might be prickly sometimes. Yes.
You must dig deep.
See, she gets it. She gets
store
it.
Store the water inside you.
Yes. And then it's there. There's life and death.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Or, you know, the way it's prickly, it's a reminder that we can all be prickly. And
yes.
So therefore, what we should be doing is we should be trying to reduce the prickles so we can share the life that's inside us.
How do you reduce the prickles?
Or they're just kind of pretty and it's a nice decorative piece. So with
that's
low
true.
Maintenance.
That is true.
So you don't have to really do too much.
If you forget to water it,
it still lives.
Well.
Yeah. I think it's more along those lines. But
okay.
Yeah, they're very popular. That's a great idea.
Okay. So, Jared, what happened to the band? Where's the rest of the band?
Matt almost came this morning.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Aww,
yeah.
He's welcome anytime.
Yeah, we talked last night. So, Matt is, he's got a corporate job. He's pretty fancy now. And so, he's there this morning, and he was almost able to come. And Bryce is actually on his honeymoon right now.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Aww.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was the announcement Graceful Closure had a few days ago that you've gone through a lineup change. And so introduce the new lineup.
Yeah. So we have a newbie, and his name is Chase Condon.
Yay.
And this is
Chase.
He is my little but much larger brother.
Aww. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be straight with you. When you guys put out the photos, if you had told me that Chase was
similar.
The other guy, David? No. Who's your
Matt?
Other brother?
Bryce.
Matt. Bryce. Yeah. David. If you had told me that Chase was Bryce, I would have been like,
yeah, most people probably don't even know.
I'm telling you, dude. Yeah.
You didn't even have to make any changes.
You guys have the same haircut.
You do, yeah.
At least you used to or something. And like when you put out the photo, I was like, is that a new guy? It's not a new guy. And then it's like, it's my brother. And I was like,
well, yeah,
okay.
It's your brother, but then it's
family
a new brother.
Resemblance, but other brother.
Yeah.
And you know what? Chase, I didn't know he had another brother. That's how much he talks about you, or used to.
Yeah.
Now he's going to talk about you all the time. He's just like, no, this is Bryce, my only brother that hasn't betrayed me.
Oh, gosh.
Well, Chase, it's very nice to meet you, and welcome
nice
to Graceful Pleasure.
Yeah. Chase has been, he's not been officially in the band, but he's been doing stuff for us for a long time. He actually, like, almost every picture and video, like even the music video, the one that got lost.
Yeah,
that
right?
Was him.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, wait.
So,
you're the one that lost all that footage?
Yeah.
Hey, great. So you're already, you know, you've already had your first huge screw up. So
true,
you
true.
Don't even have to be afraid anymore.
True,
you can
true.
Just enjoy being in the band now officially.
Yeah. When Jared and Bryce and all them first went to Nashville, this is like a funny story, but when they first went to Nashville like years and years ago, I think I was like 7 or 8, like Jared went up to me, he's like, hey, bro, I'm going to have to empty your entire bank account so we can get to Nashville. And
this
he's like,
true.
I'm also emptying out my Kells, which is our older sister, is like, because we need to get to Nashville. And so like, it took like 3 years to pay the $200 back to me. It was so sad.
But he did pay it back.
Actually, we ended up like doing an exchange. He's like, bro, I'll give you this like broken MacBook and we'll just call it even.
It was not broken. It was dated.
It was really dated.
It was dated.
Okay.
And you were okay with this, or did he
say,
this is the way it is?
No, I was the suggestion. I'm like, hey, bro, if you just do me that.
He started learning to edit videos on it. So basically, like.
So. You helped him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you
he
helped
was
him
your cactus.
Lose all that.
I don't know if you would go that
he
far.
He was your cactus.
It's okay.
He took the prickles away.
It was older, but it was still good.
Well, the other thing I think you consider, too, is that maybe him losing all that footage was him finally getting the $200 out of you.
True. Yeah. No kidding.
So, like, maybe if you paid him back, that wouldn't have happened. It's pure
These
speculation.
These are just ideas.
I don't know that for sure.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
We are spending time in the studio with Graceful Closure.
Yay.
So glad to have you guys here with us.
The new lineup for Graceful Closure.
Yeah. And you can watch us on Facebook right now if you want to get a peek inside the studio. And no matter what, I can't seem to get Jared's face out from behind that microphone.
Okay. Well, you got the mic boom in front of you.
We can do this. We can
there
do this.
There you go. That way, if you really want to see him, again, Radio U or Radio U Riot on our Facebook page.
Yes, indeed. And if you want to get a look at what our air shift schedule looks like, it's just above.
It's just too small
Jared's
a print.
Head.
They can't
and
see it.
And it's a reminder that I never change it. So it's 2 weeks old.
2 weeks old.
Even though I may.
Listen, that's business stuff. Let's leave it.
You don't
want to
talk about it?
Let's do band stuff right now,
you
not
focus
our
on the band.
That would be good.
All right. So what's the band doing right now? Didn't you guys make some new music?
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is it any good?
I think so.
Okay, like all right. But I mean, yeah. Like, you're kind of attached to it, so.
Yeah.
What if third parties
people are telling
saying?
Us we like it? So far, no one's told us that they don't like it. So
even online, because everybody hates everything online.
Now, that's true.
It's true. No, it's good stuff.
Yeah, we had one guy tell us that Unknown Land was shallow.
But,
yeah. And I was like,
it's actually
I got about five. Yeah, like I got about five other songs that you could probably say that about,
yeah,
but not this
but,
one.
Oh my goodness!
In fact, it's a 15 minute long YouTube like interview about it. Probably shouldn't be saying this live right now.
No,
poor guy.
I want to know all about it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's funny. Aww. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wait.
So he made a
and
long
I told
video
him thank you for.
How?
I told him thank you for his feedback. Because I appreciate if that's his feedback, I appreciate it.
So
I want to know what he thinks is not a shallow song if he's thinking
what's
that
funny
shallow.
Is he did a John Mark McMillan song who like I mean that dude's like his lyrics are crazy and he was like talking about how easy they were to understand. I'm like, what? I mean, I love that guy's music, but I have no clue what he's saying ever.
Yeah, very, very deep. And this guy thinks he's understanding it all.
Yeah.
So you guys were too shallow for him.
Yeah, yeah, it happens.
Well, you know, the song. Maybe
like
we don't know
coffee.
About the other songs.
Yeah, I haven't listened to
it. Yeah, that's true. That
yet.
Was the other ones aren't that.
Aw.
Wow. Like, yeah. You know, what I really appreciate is, as someone who does critique things in a broadcast format, I always feel like everything I have to say is pretty much worthless. But the idea of, like, this guy made a YouTube video of 15 minutes dissecting something, no, I don't
15
have
15 minutes yeah. on YouTube
and then
is
ask
like,
for donations after it to keep, like, keep it going.
No!
Wow.
15 minutes on YouTube is like 4 hours in real life because they're just that's long for YouTube. So I don't know about that. Well, we disagree with him because
that song is definitely not.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, okay, that... Bring me up to speed, though. Like, the new EP, like, those couple of songs, that's technically out? Or it's not out? Or you released them one at a time? How did it work?
Yeah, so we were with you guys last year. We were telling mm-hmm. you that we were writing 30 songs.
Well, right.
We just pretty much haven't stopped. Like, so we're writing. And now Chase and I are meeting weekly, and we're writing every single week. In fact, we go to Nashville tomorrow. We have some meetings, and then we actually are going to be in the studio on Friday again.
Wow.
So, yeah, so we did the two new songs, which were Matt Bryce and I focused on those three songs,
uh-huh.
or Unknown Land, Waves, Never Let Me Go. Those ones are now out on Spotify, and we released them as like dual singles.
Sure.
Okay.
So we released them the same exact day, and then we made a playlist on Spotify of them all rather than releasing them on a disc.
Okay.
And so we're going to keep releasing new songs.
That
so,
way?
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it will eventually get on a disc again, and then vinyl will do that whole thing.
But sure.
Right now, we're just trying to get music out.
Sure. So make sure you follow the guys. Obviously, if you go with Graceful Closure on Facebook, I'm uh-huh. sure you update everybody anytime new music comes
yeah.
out.
Yeah. So, Chase, are you contributing to these songs? Like, you're not just...
I'm contributing. I'm not just riding the bag. Yeah.
You are?
He's in the band now. Come on, Obi.
What's
Come
funny
on,
is,
man.
Even before he was in the band, like... He built synth patches that we ended up using.
Oh, in the songs?
That we ended up using on
That's
our songs.
Right.
So, yeah. So previous songs actually have Chase in them.
Chase is like, eat it, man. I've been doing this for a long time. You just shut up.
I've been in this band.
You can just shut up right now.
They emptied my bank account for these.
I bled for this band.
He gave us $200 for this band. That's right.
Now, Chase, is this going to be your first trip to Nashville as a band member?
No.
Yes, as a band member.
Well, as a band member.
We
went last,
that's not true. Yeah.
Like a week
we
or two.
Like a week ago, yeah.
Okay, all right. So how was your first time in Nashville?
Well, we have been there before, but as an official band member, it was fun. It was cool.
Okay.
Did a lot of fun stuff.
What'd you guys do for fun when you weren't?
There's like this taco place.
Oh, yeah. You're just speaking as. Wait, it better be
wait,
the same
say
one.
Say what it is.
San Antonio Taco Company?
No.
I don't even want to hear about it.
No, it's so good. It's so good.
We
I
ate out on the patio. So breezy and awesome.
Sacco has a patio. Too.
Sacco has a patio.
I don't think that's what
it's,
it was.
It's like on a corner.
Yes, in Vanderbilt.
No, this is on Music Row.
Music Row, yeah.
Well,
oh, no, that's not it.
I think
then.
Their time is done.
Yeah, I do, too. You know, guys,
peace out, guys. No donuts. Wrong taco shop.
You learn next time you come in.
It is a little disappointing to have you guys, so it's fine.
I'd hate to... We're going to go now make a 15-minute YouTube video about how you picked the wrong taco place.
New song's dumb.
Yes.
I don't even have 15 minutes. It's not. I'm going to need more time than that.
You're going to need 30 minutes.
We're
going to
make a YouTube video on how, like, you guys match shirts and all that stuff on a weekly basis.
We just always wear the same shirts.
Everybody can look at this. Like, Nikki and our shirts are awesome, and they're available now at shop.radio.com.
Shameless plug.
If you want the new Radio U Tiger Tee, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Who wouldn't want that? That's what I'm saying.
I think it's pretty dope, actually.
Let us know what is the new place, then, because we haven't been in Nashville for a few, but that's where we used to go.
We're getting Mexican tomorrow, so I'll tweet you guys and let you know if it's good. I've not been to it. It's in Brentwood, which is like... Right by Nashville, I guess.
You know what? If you want real food, like, just tell them that you're going to the San Antonio Taco Company. Get yourself a thing of their queso and dip everything that you get in the queso. Done.
Musical instruments, everything. Just dip it all in there.
I'm just telling you. Like,
your music
will
be better.
If you want good food.
Like, our next single is called Queso.
Really?
No.
Hey. All right. Oh,
I'm sorry. Didn't break your heart.
Listen, he's going to keep doing. Obi. Yeah, he's going to keep doing some negative videos. So
yeah, you don't want the long arm of my influence to shadow your musical
your
career.
You won't be able to get out from that.
Yeah, like you guys are. They never recovered after that. They never recovered.
Very much looking forward to even more new music from Graceful Closure. So, like I mentioned, please stay up to date with them on Facebook. That way, anything new that comes out, you're already ready to go.
Okay, that sounds good, guys. You know what? Wait, do you guys have anywhere you gotta be?
No.
Do you want to hang out a little bit because we're about to do this punishment thing? We're gonna eat this really weird food.
Don't make them eat the food.
They don't have to eat it, but they can just hang out if they wanted to.
All right, if you want to.
If you guys just want to be around for it, it's you know what? It's an invitation. If you guys. You know, you don't want to be here. It's fine.
We are going to shoot a video on a rooftop in a few minutes. But
sure. Yeah, I know. You're like, get out of here now.
But I would love to watch you eat whatever this stuff is.
Are you really going to shoot a video on
a
rooftop?
That's real. We have all our stuff in the van. We're going there right
now. They're not lying.
We actually played on starting to do it at 8. We were like together and we were working on some songs and we were like, hey, let's just like shoot the video tomorrow at 8. And then he was like, well... Okay. And then like 3 or 4 hours later, we're like, wait a minute. We have like to be at Radio U at 8. So we're like,
so we had to change our schedule.
We'll go right after.
8:30.
It's the riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
You know, on normal days, we get no
Hudson,
one in the studio.
We still can't see you, bro.
And now
scoot
we've
this
got
way.
Everybody in the studio.
Graceful Closure is still here.
Hudson's joining
Hudson's
us.
Here.
Zach is here as well.
So Hudson, what?
Yes.
What? Like, what are you doing?
All right.
First off, hi, Hudson. How is your morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's, you know,
it's
Nikki,
going well.
don't even start with that.
If I'm nice now, he won't give me the bad stuff.
No, don't start with that stuff because, first off, we're both screwed. That's a thing.
It's a team effort.
Yeah, and I don't even like Hudson, so it's fine.
Well,
last week
during our spring fundraiser, you guys normally do something called...
Punish the DJ.
Punish the DJ.
Right. Yeah. Which we get punished as people continue to give during the fundraiser. Like, we do it continually, where as long as you keep giving...
You keep eating weird
we
stuff.
We keep eating. For you guys, we were like, all right, they deserve to be punished, too. They're DJs, too.
Which is wrong. I reject that idea.
Just because you're
fine,
on
whatever.
At a different time of day.
That means we get punished.
Okay, here's what I would say. I think the riot's punishment is, what time did you get up, Nikki? I got up at 4:30 today.
That's right,
what time did you get up? Okay, that feels like punishment. I don't know.
We don't have to eat anything with that.
Okay.
Well, what did you bring?
That's not what the people decided, because they raised enough money to punish you. And so we are going to give you a punishment sandwich. Instead of having to do like a bunch of different things each individually, continually, so it keeps building on each other. You eat them all at once. We'll take it all out in one shot.
Okay, what's going on there?
So
can
we have...
I defer to one of the Graceful Closure members?
Yeah, Jared, do you want to take my punishment for me?
Chase, you're new.
Chase, you're the youngest.
You're the youngest.
You're the one that has to do it. I actually, Jared, if you, I, you kind of look nervous if you want to know the truth.
Well, he's close
you've
to
been,
the face.
You've been stroking your beard, and I, you actually, when Hudson sat down, you leaned back just a little bit.
Zach and Hudson, I'll give you comp time if you eat mine. You can have a whole day. Who wants it? You
a
want
whole
it?
Day. First Whoa. Off, I'm not coming in on Friday.
And you're taking it.
Of course. Well, I don't want to talk about what happened the last time I ate fish.
Yeah.
I'm just
going to
tell you right now.
Are you going to build it and then we'll eat
bad.
It in a second?
Yeah,
or
yeah let's do that.
Okay, what are you going to put on it?
Well, I think we can individualize them a little bit because we have anchovies and sardines.
Put
so
those
one
on
of you can
obies.
Get each. One of you get each.
Oh, I can't eat that stuff.
Oh, you so have to.
Okay.
And
right.
You both get mayonnaise because I know you both hate it.
I hate
and,
mayonnaise.
And then I've got asparagus and a lima beans.
Those are fine. I'll eat both
Shut
cans.
Up. Shut up. Let him put them on there.
Both cans.
All right. What? No, you're each getting a fish. You're each getting a vegetable. It's a full course meal is what this is.
And we're getting a bread, a carb.
Yeah,
and
just to, I mean, I'm afraid that'll mask it a little bit. But
go back to being vegan?
Yes, I don't eat any of that stuff. It's against my beliefs.
You know what? Like the exciting. Wow. This is like the Mediterranean diet, like fish and bread and vegetables.
It may be really good. You don't know.
Yeah, well, I do know, but okay.
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The worst of the riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
I'm excited for a couple of reasons. First off, Graceful Closure is here. Yeah!
Yay! Woo! Still here.
Yes, you can't see it.
They're off at Disney. You're scooting away further and further.
You really should be watching this with us on Facebook.com/RadioU. Jared has now, he's actually sitting in another room.
I'm like sick to my stomach just looking at this.
He's in another room just watching it. Come on, bro. Lean in.
Get in that smell.
You're safe. You're safe. We wouldn't want to turn you guys away.
No, what? Well, this is from our spring fundraiser last week, which, by the way, thank you to everybody who did give whatever your motive was,
right.
whether it was punish the DJ or what.
Mm-hmm. So Hudson is here to administer punishment. And,
yes.
And you know what's funny is in the middle of all of this, a truth has emerged. A truth
yes.
has emerged. This was not Hudson's idea.
Nope. Wasn't
well, I
me.
Thought, while I was gone last week, one of the days, I thought you guys could do this and raise some support and money. And then I thought the next day we would pick a number out of a fishbowl and eat that item. I didn't know we were doing this sort of thing.
Well, I do feel like Hudson has escalated the game just
so
a bit.
Hudson has taken some of the items that they ate or was an option during Punish the DJ
right.
last week, and he's put them on a sandwich for us.
I did. I put on mayonnaise to kind of, you know, mask the flavor. I thought you guys would like the mayonnaise.
So good call on the bun, though. It's a very hearty bun.
There you go.
The thing that gets me is like, yes, this is like uber gross, but part of what concerns me the most about it is how I've beat, like, I got calm.
Yeah, you're just going to do it.
This is the
game face.
I got calm.
We're just going to do it.
That's what you have to do. You have to center yourself a little bit.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Nikki, what do we always say? Like, we don't have to want to do something.
We just got
to
do it. And you know what, Hudson? We're just going to do it.
All right.
You just
so
have to
do
mine?
It.
What's
on mine?
Okay, so you have anchovies.
Oh, yeah.
And lima beans and mayonnaise.
The only thing I like out of this whole thing is the bun and the lima beans.
You actually like lima beans.
I'd eat it
so
just
you're
fine.
One step ahead of what a normal person would be if they were in your position.
But my biggest issue is you added, and what was the fish? You said anchovies?
Anchovies.
You added the liquid from the anchovies.
Well, the bun will soak that up. It's okay.
It's sopping wet. And I think that makes it more gross.
I already feel sick at my stomach.
I know, right?
Like, my stomach, it's funny, like, no bites yet, and I already feel sick.
Go to radioyou.com or RadioU on Facebook, and you can watch.
Oh, no, I just went for it!
Together! Now I have to do it by myself!
Oh, man.
I'm not ready!
Oh, man.
Well,
he got it. He didn't do too bad.
Was it a
oh, man.
You handled it.
Did you get any?
Swallow it. You gotta take a bite and swallow it.
I thought I swallowed twice.
Why is my lip shivering?
Actually, it was the look on Your face that made it worse.
Do it. Do it. Swallow it and eat it. You gotta eat it.
I did.
You spit it out.
No, I spit some of it out. I ate a bunch of it. What are you trying? Oh. I gotta give you credit. Like, that's.
I'm doing it. I'm gonna swallow it.
And you're doing great.
I have.
You're chewing it still.
I have a couple minutes.
Are you chewing the fish right now? Mm-hmm. How's that going?
Oh. How's that feel between your teeth?
He's crying.
It's the unknown, too. Like, it's the bun that makes it worse because there's just everything in there and it's wet from the sauce stuff. It's so bad.
That actually tastes like sardines.
I can't swallow it, but my body's ready to.
No, do it. Like, you know, I got two swallows
done. I'm doing in sections.
Get some water.
Oh, like,
I think you put some water.
You need to eat at least half of it.
And
Chase, go to Nashville already. Get out of here.
I can't. My tummy
hurts. Need
some help
opening the water? You
no,
make
I can
it?
Do it. I can do it.
Oh, all right. Come on, Nikki. Come on. You can do it. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
I can just swallow that cat.
You're doing great. Keep it up. Come on.
You can do it.
Come on, Nikki. 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 Okay, look. Real talk. If you're going to throw up, you've got to put it in the bucket. Don't throw up on the board.
Yeah, it's out.
All right.
It's out. Hudson, that was...
Yeah.
You did it!
Did you get any?
I want to go home now. That was so bad.
Nikki, you are home.
You need another bite, though. Like, yeah, you
this
only
got
home.
Bread and mayonnaise.
No, I had anchovy.
You did.
It's right there, see? Right there is its body.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had, like,
it. It's on your plate. I ate part of it. I'm not eating more than that. That is so gross. Hudson, you want a bite?
No, I'm good.
Graceful closure, you want to try a bite?
No,
I think you guys should have a bite.
Well,
that's
remember that when your next song comes out. Come on, guys.
Here's
not eating the sandwich. Eric, Zach, Chris. Oh. All right, then.
All right. Well,
I'll
do
it.
Obi.
All right, we did it. And I mean, for the record, you were a little tougher than I was. I got two swallows, but I had to spit it out.
Well, once you felt the body of the little fishy. That was when it was really difficult.
Could you, like, feel its eyeball on your tongue?
I don't know if it was the top or the bottom part of it, but it just felt like.
Obi's had hair on it.
It did.
Yeah, it did. I ate the hair, the fish hair. That's real.
All right. That was for you guys.
All right.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
For donating to make
you,
this
Hudson,
possible.
For coming in with all that stuff. Yeah. You may throw it all now away.
You may, actually. And Nikki, I just want to say thanks again that it was this was your idea. So high five.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no. I missed it. Do it again.
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
It's got the devil in it. Burn that Cheeto.